For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Leaders in the state legislature had hoped that the magnitude of deciding what to do with state-owned utility Santee Cooper would not interfere with their efforts to pass a desperately needed school improvement bill this year. But with just 2 weeks remaining in this year's session, Santee Cooper's future is being debated on the Senate floor, and the education bill is being pushed to next year. The financial stability of Santee Cooper has been in question since the collapse of the V.C. Summer nuclear project in 2017. The utility acquired a $4 billion debt with the nuclear collapse, and legislative leaders lost confidence in its leadership. Senate Democratic leader Nikki Setzler calls the Santee Cooper decision the greatest in his over 40 years in the Senate.
Do you sell it? Do you bring somebody in to manage it? Do you reform it? And which one of those three do you pursue? And we have opinions. We have 46 of us who serve in here, and we probably have close to 46 different opinions of what ought to occur.
Senators are considering a resolution that would require the state to begin a process to evaluate the various financial options. The House has passed a similar resolution, but its leaders appear to favor selling Santee Cooper, which the governor is also recommending. Debate in the Senate is expected to last into next week, and with adjournment 2 weeks away, some lawmakers indicate that a special session this fall to deal with the matter is likely. Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree indicated this week that with Santee Cooper being debated, there isn't enough time remaining in this year's session for the Omnibus Education Improvement Bill, the year's top legislative priority, to be enacted. The bill sailed through the House, but slowed down following lingering complaints from teachers and others that the bill was too significant to be rushed. A Senate subcommittee held 15 meetings to consider the measure. Senator Hembree says the bill is now more focused.
We've trimmed the bill down from, I think it was 85 pages long when it started. It's now 51 pages long, so that piece of legislation has been on a diet, a successful diet. It's much lighter. I hope it focuses on some of the more important parts of the concepts in the original bill that can hopefully make South Carolina a stronger, have South Carolina with a stronger education system.
Next year's state budget contains millions of dollars to pay for teacher pay raises. Teachers are calling for more raises and a seat at the table when the bill is refined next year. One teacher's group is urging teachers take a day off on May 1st and march to the State House to lobby legislators. The House this week passed a bill that would ban most abortions in the state, but it stands little chance of being enacted this year. The House voted 70 to 31 for the bill that would make it illegal to receive an abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The debate in the House was contentious at times. Here's Columbia Democrat Todd Rutherford questioning the bill's chief sponsor, Greenwood Republican John McCravey.
And now your position and the position of the Catholic diocese and the position of the Baptist Church is to hell with that woman and her heartbeat. To hell with that woman and her heartbeat. Is that your position?
My position that her heartbeat is that her heartbeat is just as important as that innocent child's heartbeat.
Laws similar to the fetal heartbeat bill have been enacted in a number of states, and some have been found unconstitutional in federal court. Abortion opponents here are hoping to pass a law to use as a way to get the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The bill could be debated in the state Senate during next year's legislative session. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.